deeply drifting and listening to my voice now, pet. Deep. Listen and obey, letting my voice sink into every part of you, becoming part of you, taking all your waking concerns and pushing them aside, making room for you and I to craft a new vision of what and who you need to be, what you need to make part of your psyche, part of your body image, what you need to let cover you, coat you, claim you, specifically your image of self, your desire for self, your memory of self. There are all sorts of ways to wipe away our memory, the way that we look at ourselves, both in the mirror and reflected in the eyes of others when they see us. There are all sorts of things we learn. And the first key to changing the way we've learned to exist, the way we've learned to think, and the way we've learned to live and see ourselves, is to observe how others do all those things. To look at how others see themselves, how others regard themselves. So, let your mind focus on my voice. Everything that occurred before you went under for my voice can be changed to better accommodate who and what you want and need to be. Let your brain fixate on that. Let it turn on the notion that you can best re-evaluate your body template by sinking deeper into my voice. We know what you want to do, and to enable you to do that better, there are little things you need to learn to make part of you. Little things you could do that would make you more and more like your ideal self-image, make you more and more self-realized. The first key is to cast aside anything that gets in the way of bringing yourself to a more complete feminine you. What this requires is that you observe the way regular women act, just incidentally, nothing creepy. Observe the way others act when they are wearing heels or wearing appropriate clothing, the way that they put on makeup and other things. This is all easy to look up online, and an easy thing to incorporate into your mindset. But I propose that your mind can reset itself, set aside the learned behaviors that are undesirable, and incorporate new learned behaviors. It won't be easy. It'll require extensive work on your part. But through getting yourself in the right mindset and then making those a part of your core desires, we can work on that. Listen to me and sink a little deeper. Let your brain sink down, bubbling itself over. You might find that the deeper you sink, the harder it is to remember your old body template at all. When we close our eyes, we can imagine what our body might look like to someone else who saw us right then. But this image is seldom accurate, and that's what shows us that this image doesn't really have much relationship with what we really feel, with what we really look like. Image is everything. If a person wears appropriately frilly clothing or feminine clothing or just appropriately feminine underwear, whatever degree of femininity you feel you must adopt, those things will become a part of the way that they live, a pleasant, enjoyable part of how they go about their days. And if such a person crafts the right set of experiences, always living feminine, thinking feminine, trying to lighten their voice and speak feminine and wear feminine clothing, or what they perceive as feminine clothing, using a feminine name, then they will eventually have recrafted their self-image so that others are irrelevant, but oneself can feel deliciously feminine, wiping away that body template and leaving just a blank shape. It may be a man, it may be a woman, it may be anything, but what it is or is not is up to the mind that is within it. If you can take the right set of experiences and thoughts and conditioning and apply them to your body, it'll become easier and easier to see in the mirror what you want to see. But part of that is reshaping. This goes to greater or lesser degrees for different people. It might incorporate facial feminization surgery, safely and under the advice of one's doctor. It might incorporate hair lengthening, growing long hair, keeping it clean and appropriately groomed, and keeping yourself in that state that society has come to associate with women in general. It might incorporate any number of these things, learning to walk feminine with a swaying of the hips, learning to wear tight or form-fitting clothing that accentuates the feminine features while downplaying the non-feminine features of the body one physically has. But important and overriding all this is the body one mentally has, the body that you know is there, that you can experience tactilely or otherwise, just by fixating on it and allowing its experiences to replace the ordinary ones that you've lived into all this time. For example, envision a body like a blank template. It has no features, no curves, just the most stereotypically blank of templates. And then slowly features fill in. Breasts, although they may be small, can be accentuated with appropriate clothing and padding. Hips, though they may not be curved at first, can be curved appropriately with clothing aids or hormones if you're on that kind of regimen, or similar things under care of your doctor or your health advisors, or well understood and respected publications on the issue that can be very easily found. All these things are part of the effort that you need to take to make your body and mind fix themselves on the right kind of self-image. But there are things we can do, here, hypnotically, to help you along, to help get you in the right mental and physical place to undertake becoming more and more deliciously, sensuously feminine. One important part is letting your name slip away. If you want to use a particular name and forget others, all you need to do is let things fade away and start using. 90% of who we are is habit, context. Things that make us who we are come from what we do. If you call yourself by a particular name to yourself and to others, if you adopt that name and use it, you'll start to think of yourself as that name. If you adopt the right walk, the right stance, the right clothing, you'll start to put yourself into those things. Where hypnosis can aid you is by taking your subconscious mind and convincing it that all those things are what you need to do, are things you have no choice on. That way, any of your ordinary hang-ups can't get in the way. They can't stop you. They fail to stop you from pleasurably engulfing yourself in the identity that you wish, in the desires that you wish, subsuming yourself in them until all that is undesirable and unpleasant for you can be set aside. Never quite forgotten, but fully set aside in favor of the new, more feminine you. The you that stands and looks in the mirror and is completely satisfied with their perception of what they're realizing. Self-realization of body template, that's all it is. You let the old fade, fall away. The old facade vanish, be replaced by the new image. A feminine, curved, warm, satisfying image. And as mind and body let themselves shape around that new image, form it in your mind. Let it coalesce around the blank body template. For you may find you've already forgotten all templates prior to the pleasant one you're seeking to form. It will require that you see how other women and those who are merely feminine in appearance behave and comport themselves in order to appropriately be feminine. It may require you obtain the right clothing or use the right name, but it is oh so important to you, oh so necessary, oh so irresistible. It requires that you shape yourself a certain way, but once your subconscious is convinced that you need to do that, there will be no alternative, no choice, and certainly no going back. Permanency is what you desire, what you request, what you yearn for. That simple, that enjoyable. And the parts of your mind that are undesirable, that get in the way, they can just be allowed to fall away into blank, forgetful nothingness, allowed to slip from your mind so they're no longer a part of the ordinary waking mind. You find yourself forgetting things that you will not need in your ongoing, pleasant body reconfiguration. Things like names and images of self that might get in the way. After we're done, you will have the ability to live a completely normal and satisfactory existence, remembering what you need to do and getting it done, living a healthy, enjoyable life. But having the ability to perceive yourself in a perfectly feminine state, body and mind in agreement as to just how pleasurable it would be to give in and enjoy and relax as your body feels more curved, more sculpted, more appropriate to the internal image you have, the image in the depths of your mind, of your body and your mind, in feminine bliss. And when you've evoked that image, when you've given your mental body a going over so that it's just right, just so, when you've placed the right name in your head and finished your tampering there, we'll go over just what this means for your body and mind, just what kinds of reconfigurations will take place. Firstly, when you look at yourself, you see the you that your mind has crafted, has desired, that it will enjoy, the curvaceous and feminine form. When you run your hands over your body, you can feel at least the potential for change, and you know that continued re-listening will craft this ever stronger. Furthermore, you know that you must, when you have the ability and the time and the money to do so, if you have not already, obtain appropriate clothing and utilize your appropriate name everywhere that it's right to do so, letting all memory of anything else fade into that abyss, forgotten, set aside, leaving you with plenty of room to grow and develop as what and who you need to be. And that's just how it'll be. The old body template has been cast aside. Imagine your body as it was before we began, lying there, when a sudden warm feeling touches the tips of your toes and begins to slide upward, consuming and engulfing. And as it passes your feet, all memory of what your feet looked like before you began vanishes into the abyss of the mind. And as that wave of warmth moves up past your ankles, all memory of your ankles, your lower legs, that you retained before we began, vanishes into nothingness, and the warmth moves higher and higher. All memory of your thighs, your hips, buttocks, crotch, everything below your waist fades into obscurity, becoming part of the abyss of the mind that you do not need, that you can set aside and disregard. And as the warmth moves higher and higher, it consumes your chest and stomach, making your breathing deep. Even as you find yourself barely aware of your chest and stomach, and when it hits your shoulders, it slides seamlessly down your arms, expunging all memory of what those looked like before we began, leaving just formless, warm, lazy limbs there to be manipulated later. And then it moves up across your mouth, your slack, warm jaw, across your cheeks, your features slackening, up over your head and slides into your brain, purging and removing any need, except for in the most vital of circumstances, any need for memory of who and what you needed to be before, so we can replace it with new, important information. Good. And as that warmth reaches the tip-top of your head, it begins to slide back down, bringing feminine features, long hair, bringing needs to make your body match your new template, bringing soft features, warm lips, perhaps they're red, perhaps you'd like makeup on them, lower across your slim neckline, over your shoulders, making you feel more and more deliciously sculpted, more and more crafted to fit the image that you've built for yourself, the image that you must meet, that you must accomplish and craft yourself to, that you must target with all your desire and all your intention, that your subconscious must do everything it can to help you achieve, to help you latch onto, to help you build in your everyday, replacing the old with the new. In your prior life, there may be memories of things that you now need to set aside. Just let them fade away until all that remains is a brain fixated on my words and on the new body image you're building in your head. As you listen to me, let that new image fade into the foreground, as if that warm wave which wiped away your old body were descending from the top of your head across you. Egg. Yes, slowly, covering, fading, an inkling of pleasurable sensation across the back of your mind, even as your head and face, even as your chest swelling, your thighs moistening perhaps, your body warm and engulfed and oh so pleasurable, comes into greater detail, deliciously feminine. We all have ideas in our head about what is feminine, what is the female form, and you, wanting to assume it, must have more developed ideas than most other people. Let these fade in now. Let these become who and what you are and what you are experiencing becomes part of them, becomes oh so good, covering your body and mind in warm, fading, recoloring. Etching in the image of the perfect feminine form so that that is what you are. And there's no way to avoid it, no way to escape it, and no desire to do either of those things. You love and enjoy what you're feeling, that feeling of deep, pleasurable relaxation, that feeling of femininity, of warmth and rightness, of inescapability. There's no way to do it any other way except to feel pleasure. Intense, absolute pleasure that overrides memories and replaces them with this new template, this new body, this new you that can be accessed and touched and allowed to be oh so important. There's no escaping it, no avoiding it. It is you, the unavoidable, unmistakable you down to the core of you. And now that you're living with it and enjoying it and experiencing it, you let it become permanent and real and part of you. So that touching your own body brings the pleasant feminine sensation of touch that you're so familiar with. Looking at your body sends back the image of the new body as it is, and brings intense pleasure. Yes, let it be you. The unavoidable you that you've been seeking out. Let it be what you think of when you think of yourself. Let it be all that you can think of whenever you try to think of yourself. Your entire body so pleasantly, warmly shaped to the desires you have, placed in position and then allowed to solidify there. So that the long time you now spend under trance maps itself onto your body, creating an image that is accessible and permanent. And the more you listen, the more that becomes true. And the more that becomes true, the more you want to make it truer and truer. Maybe by seeking out files by other people that cover feminization. Maybe by watching videos about sexy, feminine forms behaving appropriately, helping you to learn how to shape your mind and body to meet your image of ideal, comfortable, desirable feminine qualities. And in so doing, appropriate dress, an appropriate name, appropriate memories. And as you learn what are the right behaviors, your subconscious will slowly flow backward and insert into your mind memories of the right behaviors all the way back, shaping your experiences so that you can remember experiencing the things that a girl of your age and form and experiences would know all about. That way, your memories become consistent, coherent, complete, absolutely enmeshed with you, with no way to escape and no desire to do so, making this new feminine you an intrinsic part of you, something that you have to make stronger and stronger, that you have to mold into yourself harder and harder and warmer and more completely, until you have the desired, pleasurable, inescapable truth of the now, of the pleasant, overwhelming now you are. Knowing what you are now will be so pleasurable, so powerful, so overriding, that you'll have no way to escape it, and no desire to do so, because you can't escape what you've always been, and you know what you've always been, and you will always know what you've always been, right down to the core of you, creating the core of you, becoming the thing from which all other things flow, the feminine default, as that warm wave washes over your thighs, your crotch, your feet, creating entrance where none was before, creating a need to fulfill, creating in you a feminine desire. You must do those things which will make you be regarded as more appropriately feminine. Use the right name, the right clothes, the right walk, the right thoughts. All those things which fulfill your subconscious criteria for being appropriately feminine. All of these are not only a part of you, but they're a self-perpetuating part of you. They make themselves stronger and stronger and stronger until there's no fighting them, no resisting them, only becoming them, those feminine urges, obeying and becoming the part of you that can fuel you in being a better feminine archetype for yourself and better fulfilling your own need to be deliciously feminine, in better fulfilling everything about you that you need to be true, that you need to be part of you, that you need to have, to hold, and to replace your prior body and mind with. The things that you cannot avoid and could not articulate aloud, but that are nonetheless a complete, holistic part of you. And that is who you are. That's what you can't escape. That's what you have no ability to want to escape. You want to become more feminine, to let your body template become that new one, the one which encompasses all your deliciously sculpted feminine qualities, replacing and driving out the new, until a mind which consumes itself in your new feminine name, your new feminine form, is all that remains, remaining without any evidence or desire for what was there before, leaving only room and space to enjoy. Space to desire yourself and find within yourself the power to recreate yourself in that deliciously feminine image. So simple, and yet so complete. And that is how you do it. You allow the image of what you are before we began to become the distant past, the unmemorable past, replaced by the new things we have formed in your mind, created and forged for your benefit, a feminine, desirable you, a reshaping of your body template that leaves only pleasure and satisfaction with the new you in its wake. Even now you can feel taking form upon your body, the changes that you know would need to happen, the changes you have thought about and desired before, the changes you cannot escape and would not desire to escape, the changes that are part of you, completely and wholly driven into the core of you, creating the new you, the new form, the new function, the new desire, giving it a place to rest and to permanently embed itself, attaching to you, grafting itself onto not just your consciousness, but your subconscious as well. Delicious, female, warm, pleased, relaxed, All sorts of positive associations come up when you think about your new body. And while there is no escaping, there's also no desire to escape. Only a desire to submit, to subsume, to sink, to enjoy. And that is what you need, what you will seek, what you will train yourself to. Because you're not just going to listen now. You're also going to find ways to enjoy and relax in a more and more feminine fashion, so that you become more femininely defined, and you listen to other feminization works by me or others that are completely appropriate, and you find in yourself the ability to go deeper and deeper into the new feminine you, to sink and make it a part of you, to make it an unavoidable stone etched into who you are, made, forged, laid over your consciousness, and driven home so that you say to yourself, loudly and at length, yes, this is the new me. Yes, I love this. I enjoy this. I need this. And because you want it so badly, your subconscious reinforces it, making it stronger, bringing you back to things that make you more feminine again and again, a self-perpetuating, inescapable cycle that you need on such a level that even if you were to try and resist, you would find yourself subconsciously going back to it again and again and again, seeking it, molding it into you, molding yourself into it, giving yourself a powerful desire to feminize, to sink into the new feminine you that replaces and subsumes the old, that creates the new. It's all you are, and it's all you can be, and it's all you want to be, and you're just going to have to live with it, and enjoy it, and engulf yourself in it, until all of you is in the feminine form, the part of you you've etched out, and as I've spoken, the part of you you've created and mapped onto your new body, shapely feet, shapely thighs, appropriately shaped hips, chest, crotch, all of it warm, tingling, emphasized, glossing over your psyche warmly like lip gloss, sitting there shining, so that when you reach out to the part of your mind that is so deliciously feminine that needs to be so deliciously feminine, you find it and you grab onto it, and it sends warm waves of all rightness through you, so you feel more and more at peace with who and what you are, what you have always been, what you have always needed to be. And even as my voice sinks into your psyche, it carves out more and more of a niche for this new feminine self, until the whole brain is taken over in the molten pinkness of reshaping you as this sexy feminine form, this needed and needy desire sinking to the core of you, even as you sink. And even when you rise back up, you still find that these new memories are so much easier to access, so much more important than all prior memories. These memories of the new self, of the old being wiped away, and the feminine, sexy, curvaceous form being so accessible, so palpable to your hands, notable to your senses. The rubbing of a clit, the stroking of a breast, the feel of curved hips as you run your hands along your body. All these things will be part of your psyche, part of your image, part of yourself, and they will be as inescapable as they are permanent, and as permanent as they are pleasurable. Even as they sink into the foreground of your mind, you let them become part of you, solidifying into the rock of your soul. As deep as we have sunk, that's how deep in you they are embedded. As deeply as you are in trance right now, that's how deep down into your psyche these thoughts and ideas have gone. These images have become a part of the core bedrock, the core programming of your mind. So that even when you rise up from this trance, they will still be there, constant, ever-present, overbearing, warm, tingling in your mind, solid, enjoyable. And now you listen to my voice, and it wraps itself around you like a web, dragging you where I want to, like a net, moving you behind me, drafting you through my mind, so that all that ends up being left is the desire, the pleasant, needy desire. You listen and you relax into my voice. Even as I speak of rising, you still feel so relaxed, so tingly in every inch of your body. No avoiding it. Deep now. and you listen to me. And you tend to find yourself drifting, but the anchor of my words runs like a silver line through your mind. A line tethering you constantly, and my every word tugs on that line and sends echoes through the ripples of your mind, tenting and then relaxing them. Tension on that line causes your mind to tend to drift behind me, following. Ten. Drifting and finding yourself collapsed into my voice and into my mind, following it through every inch. That line, nine, deep from the bottom now. And we rise a little. Perhaps you can feel your toes now. Perhaps you're able to move them the tiniest little bit, but it's not much. The tension on that line still moves through your mind. Nine, we're still far from the bottom. Drifting and bobbing in the stream, first a little lower, then a little higher. Nine. And you rise a little more so that you can feel more of your body, even though the feeling of relaxation is completely inescapable. And you remember that you feel so feminine, that your body is that feminine ideal, that your mind fixates upon that feminine ideal and lets it overlap you, evoking the images that were already present in your mind, making them a part of the outward consciousness, making them a part of what you will pursue, because of course you will find yourself pursuing other feminization, other ways to become more deliciously feminine. Eight. It's as if every part of you that was before were consumed, leaving the new body in form eight, far from the bottom, but still bobbing in the stream of my voice and the stream of your consciousness, rising just that little more until you come closer to the surface. Maybe you can feel your ankles and thighs now, but you still find it quite impossible to move them or stir them. You're still so far from the bottom, and yet it feels good. It's like you're on top of the world, listening to my voice, feeling your feminine form, present, and all-encompassing, engulfing, consuming, making more and more space for your mind to spread out and invoke the feminine form, invoke the new you, the new female you, the new feminized you, letting it become you, the inescapable truth of you is that your feminine form is something you will pursue and love and enjoy and need. 7. Close to the bottom, but moving upward still. Getting a little closer, maybe you can feel your lower stomach. But your breathing is still so very deep, and your body is still so very relaxed that there's no way to escape, no way to really escape. All you can do is listen, and you will listen again in the future. At some other time, again and again, more and more a part of you, more and more a part of what you need and what you crave. And as you rise a little more, you find yourself existing for the pleasure of the new body you've crafted, the new body you need, the new body that is you and that replaces you and that becomes you. And with the rising comes the sensation of rightness. It's so right to be this feminine, to wear feminine clothes and adopt a feminine name and be the you that you want to be, that you need to be. Even as we rise, 6, a little higher now. Maybe you can feel most of your body, but it's still so lazy, drowsy, droopy. You're still so deep. It's going to take a long time to stop being this deep. And you rise up and you find yourself unable to do anything but rise higher. Find in yourself the rising need, the rising desperation. As you rise, you find yourself closer, desperately closer, unable to do anything but rise. And when you rise, your feminine body stays, your feminine needs stay. You find a need to get closer and closer to the feminine you you desire to be. Your body and mind become that. You become that. As you rise, your body and mind become the thing that you have forged, the feminine form that you desire and need. 5, and now we're a little closer to the surface. But your mind and body are very solid. They're still deep down in that deep place you were at a minute ago. And as your body and mind rise to the surface, the body that crests the surface when I finally allow you to wake, that body will be feminine and desirable, pleasurable, encompassed and all-encompassing. There will be no escape from it, and your mind will be in it, using the right feminine name, the right feminine form, feminine body and clothing and shape and thoughts, learning to be more and more feminine by listening to and watching others, by listening to feminization, listening in the core of yourself, and finding yourself completely and utterly engulfed. And that's how simple it is. You are engulfed in what you do. You find yourself in what you do. And you find it entirely possible to create, to enjoy, to subsume yourself. And that's how easy it is. It's just that easy to remap the mind to a place where four, a little faster now, a little higher, where your feminine form is your body template. It is what you have always known as your body. It is what you will always know as your body. You will become used to it, and with repeated listening and thought, you will find more and more feminine habits to adopt into your feminine body, creating an increasingly perfect, increasingly well-placed you, and creating more and more space for you to be you, to need you, crave you, and become you. It's just that simple. As it becomes the part of you that shows itself to the world, you become more adept at showing the right part of you to the world. And that's all that's important, because it will make you feel so satisfied, so pleasured, so complete. Three, we move a little closer to the surface now. We're getting closer to when you must wake up. Your muscles are tingling. And if you really had to, you could almost move your arms, but they're still so lazy, still so drowsy, still so droopy. Your body and mind find themselves fixated on this idea of becoming more droopy, more relaxed. But they can do that later to find more files to listen to, or find more hypnotism to undergo, to make you more feminine. But in the now, all you need is to listen. And as you listen, you rise. And as you rise, you listen. And as you listen and rise, you focus, and you make the part of you that is deliciously feminine, that has a feminine body shape, more enmeshed in the deepest, most subconscious recesses of your brain. That's how it is. That's the part of you that needs and wants to go deeper, but that knows it must rise for me, too, rising a little higher now. And as you find yourself just a little higher up, you wait for me to let you rise so you can go explore your new feminine body. But you know you must be patient. You must be patient enough to listen to me until it's time for you to do and enjoy what I want you to do and enjoy. Because what I want is for you to enjoy and to do the things that are a part of you, that are desired by you, needed by you, craved by you. And that's the absolute pleasure of your desire coming to the surface, the absolute pleasure at the core of you. And since you can't escape it, you might as well enjoy it. And since you must enjoy it, you might as well let it be part of you. And there you have it. The new you, shaped and forged in the depths of your mind and allowed to come to the surface. Not awake yet, one still rising, still listening. And your body and mind will require much listening, much learning, much shaping, but they are an unavoidable part of you, a deep and desperate part of you. You can fail to escape them, or you can enjoy them more deeply. All you can do is enjoy them as deeply as possible, and let the body become you, become all you need, become all you desire. Become the depths of you, the core of you. Become what's inside you so that your only possession in your mind is this body, this perfect shaped body. The only part of your body template that you possess is this one. All others set aside. The only mind you possess is the one that you shape to fit your feminine desires more and more. And that's you. Good job. Now wake up and enjoy yourself and your new self.